From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. International reactions are coming in to the U.S. military strike against Syria. Britain says it fully supports the U.S. military action in Syria, while Russian President Vladimir Putin views the U.S. move as an aggression against a sovereign nation on a made-up pretense. Malcolm Turnbull is the Australian Prime Minister.
The Australian government strongly supports the swift and just response of the United States. This was a calibrated, proportionate, and targeted response. It sends a strong message to the Assad regime. Australia was not involved in the strike, but we remain fully committed as a coalition partner to our ongoing military operations in Iraq and Syria.
On President Donald Trump's order, U.S. destroyers launched missiles into Syria Thursday night in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack blamed on President Bashar al-Assad's forces that killed about 100 civilians.
Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack.
That was President Donald Trump. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. strike against Syria, a key Russian ally, comes ahead of U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's visit to Russia within a week. It's unclear if the U.S. action will impact Tillerson's meeting with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. Tillerson travels to Moscow after attending the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy next week. The U.S. military strikes on Syria occurred as Mr. Trump began a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida presidential retreat. Mr. Trump said he looks forward to a long relationship with Mr. Xi. Mr. Xi did not make remarks while reporters were in the room Thursday night at the Mar-a-Lago resort. President Trump and members of his administration made it clear they hope to pressure Beijing into doing more to rein in North Korea's nuclear weapons development. Trump said the roughly $310 billion U.S. deficit, trade deficit that is, with China, is high on their agenda. The United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned North Korea for its latest ballistic missile test this week. In a statement Thursday, the Council said it is concerned about Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance of the Security Council. Earlier Thursday, the European Union imposed new sanctions in retaliation for North Korea's repeated nuclear and ballistic missile tests, including its launch of a rocket into the Sea of Japan on Wednesday. Former U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton spoke at an international summit on women's issues in New York Thursday night.
I'm okay. I will put it this way. As a person, I'm okay. As an American, I'm pretty worried. So I think I'll take off my person hat and put on my citizen hat. And, you know, there's a lot to be concerned about.
Clinton says there needs to be an independent, nonpartisan investigation regarding allegations of Russian meddling in last year's presidential election she lost to Trump. A minibus, hit a landmine in southern Somalia Thursday, killing 20 people and injuring one other person. Officials told VOA Somali service the bus was en route to the coastal town of Maka when it ran over a mine that was apparently planted by al-Shabaab militants and meant to target African Union soldiers who protect the Somali government. And the U.S. Senate poised to confirm President Trump's Supreme Court pick after Republicans changed the rules in governing the chamber. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.